I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Steve Ember with Explorations in VOA Special English. Today we tell about the first attempts to settle what is now the western state of California. These attempts began with Spanish settlers who built 21 Catholic churches called missions. Our report is about those churches, the missions of California.
Our story begins in 1768 in Madrid, Spain. The King of Spain, Charles III, had recently received reports that worried him. The reports said Russian explorers were in the northern part of the territory called California. Spain had claimed most of that area more than 200 years earlier. But Spain had no settlements in California. King Charles knew if the Russians began to settle the area, Spain might lose control of California forever.
King Charles decided the best way to keep the Spanish claim to California was to build settlements there. California had good harbors for Spanish ships, good weather, and good farmland. King Charles decided to order the creation of a series of small farming communities along the Pacific Ocean coast of California. The settlements would provide trade and grow into larger cities. Spanish citizens might want to settle there. Then the Spanish claim to California would be safe.
But there was no one on the coast of California to begin the work. King Charles and his advisors decided that the farming settlements would begin with churches called missions. Missions were places where Roman Catholic religious leaders converted people to the Christian religion. They taught the religion to people who wanted to become members of the church. King Charles decided Roman Catholic priests would build the missions and settlements with the help of Native American Indians. The priests would teach the native people the Christian religion, the Spanish language, and how to farm. A religious group within the Catholic Church, called the Franciscans, would build the settlements. The Franciscans chose a young priest named Junipero Serra to begin the work.
Many history experts say the Spanish government and the Catholic Church could not have chosen a better person for the task than Junipero Serra. Junipero Serra was born in 1713 on the island of Mallorca, Spain. After he became a Franciscan priest, he taught at a university in Mallorca. Father Serra had always wanted to be a missionary. In 1749, he sailed to Mexico to begin his life as a missionary. He spent several years studying the languages and customs of native people in Mexico. In 1768, he was given the job of building the first of the California missions near the present-day city of San Diego.
Mission San Diego de Alcala began on July 16, 1769, but before the mission was completed, Father Serra decided to move it. He did not like the way Spanish soldiers mistreated the Native Americans. He wanted to keep them separate. He moved the mission to an area that is still called Mission Valley. The design of Mission San Diego de Alcala was similar to each of the missions that were built later. There was a large church building. A long wall formed a large square to the side and behind the church. Large rooms inside and along the wall served as bedrooms, cooking areas, workshops, and classrooms. Usually, the center of the large square was left open. A garden with flowers was planted there.
Junipero Serra's plan for the missions along the California coast was simple. Each would be about the same distance from each other. Members of the Franciscan religious group did not ride horses or travel in wagons. They walked. The missions were built about one day's long walk from each other. This made it easier to travel, trade goods, and share information. The missions begin with San Diego de Alcala in the south. They end with San Francisco Solano about 1,050 kilometers to the north. In time, the road from Mission San Diego de Alcala to Mission San Francisco Solano was given a name. The Spanish name is still used today. It is El Camino Real. It means the Royal Highway, or the King's Highway. Most of that old road is now part of the California highway system. Millions of people use the road every day as they drive from San Diego to San Francisco.
Many people have criticized the mission system of settlement because it changed the way of life for the Native Americans in California. Critics say many Native Americans were forced to work at the missions. They say many were forced to become members of the Christian religion. And many were treated badly by Spanish soldiers and died because of mistreatment or disease. However, other experts say that Junipero Serra demanded that the priests and soldiers treat the Native Americans with respect. Many of the Native Americans accepted the Christian religion, learned to farm, and helped the missions become valuable settlements. Many other Native Americans did not. Some did not want to change the way they lived, so they moved away from the missions. Many Native Americans believed they would be forced into a new way of life. In 1776, a group of Indians attacked the San Diego Mission and burned it. 8 months later, the mission was rebuilt where it still stands today.
King Charles's plan was a success. Settlements grew from the missions along the California coast. Some of those along El Camino Real became major cities: San Diego, Los Angeles, Santa Barbara, San Jose, and San Francisco, to name only a few. Junipero Serra was responsible for building 9 of the missions. One of these was Mission San Carlos Borromeo del Rio Carmelo, in the present city of Carmel. It became his headquarters, and the headquarters for all of the California missions. In 1784, Junipero Serra died of tuberculosis at Mission San Carlos. He was buried in the floor of the Mission San Carlos Church.
Thank you.
missions of California faced difficult times during the 1800s. In 1822, California became part of Mexico, which had just won its independence from Spain. But the Mexican government could not pay the cost of keeping the missions. In 1834, the Mexican government sold much of the mission land and some of the buildings. Several missions remained part of the communities they helped to build, but many became little more than ruins. Some of the land and the missions were returned to the Catholic Church. In the 1840s, Mexico had trouble controlling the American settlers in California. In 1846, the settlers declared California a republic. Less than 2 years later, the United States gained control of California during the Mexican War. During this period, the Catholic Church tried to keep control of the missions. They were only partly successful. However, in 1863, President Abraham Lincoln signed a law that said all 21 missions in California would be returned to the Catholic Church. They have remained so ever since.
Today, the people of California consider the missions a treasure. 18 of the 21 are still active Catholic churches. All of the missions are museums that teach the early history of California. Many visitors come to the missions to see the beautiful buildings. Several of the missions have become famous. One example is the Mission San Juan Capistrano. It was planned and built by Junipero Serra. Each year, on the same day, at almost the same hour, thousands of birds, called swallows, return to the mission. They return from their winter homes thousands of kilometers to the south. The swallows arrive on March 19th. They build nests and raise their young in the old mission. They leave on October 23rd. One story says the birds have been late only once because of a storm at sea. Everyone agrees that Junipero Serra would have loved the beautiful swallows of Capistrano.
When the swallows come back to Capistrano, that's the day you promised to come back to me.
This program was written by Paul Thompson. It was produced by Jill Moss. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Steve Ember. Join us again next week for Explorations in VOA Special English.
All the mission bells will ring, the chapel choir will sing, the happiness you'll bring will live in my memory. When the swallows come back to Capistrano, that's the day I pray that you'll come back to me.